Hello.
Olson, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Well, you're still in bed.
Well, I'm home.
That's good.
I'm sitting up at my desk today.
Well, now, don't press yourself, because there are other things to... games we can play.
I'm like you are.
Still got a fever?
Hate to be down. I think I do a little bit, but...
Nurse it out, believe me, because when you've got one, you've got to play it very close to the vest.
Well, after 4 days, I'm a little sick of it. I just...
I know. All right.
I'm kind of itchy to get going.
Sure. Okay.
But I'll...
That's good. Well, we won't bother you there. I'm going to leave today to work at Camp David and work for a couple of days in the State of the Union, so I'm going out of circulation, so...
Well, it's a good time for all of us to kind of take
sure
of things. I've been sitting here this morning just sort of reviewing what things I have to do and
right
to get done, and it's...
Right.
I guess every now and then to stand back from the battle.
Sure.
Maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, not be too concerned about the... What happens at the moment, but more in terms of the other things, as I say, I was thinking too that typical like your Harris poll is I actually think that's really about what I would expect and pretty good at this time, having in mind what we've been through, you know.
You know,
although we did have very positive stuff. Unfortunately, if we hadn't had the bombing, frankly, I don't think the Indian thing is. I would disagree with him on that because I know enough about the Mayo reaction arrest, but the bombing the other effect. But if we hadn't had that, we'd have probably been up around 53 or 4 again. But
I think so.
That's one of those things.
I think it's the bombing, and
and the fact that it didn't change significantly with Humphrey or Kennedy is also amusing, and interesting. It shows you that Muskie has a certain solid hold there, which.
Well,
I read Hallett's memorandum. I think there's a lot in that. I'm not sure that it may be that he sees all of our weaknesses and none of their weaknesses, but that's inevitable.
No, but he does that deliberately, Mr. President.
Yeah, but I mean, and he should. But what I meant is that they have some problems too.
Oh.
But on the other hand, his point that we have really had a lot of bombshells and still are only running 2 to 3 points better than we were before is a pretty good point, you know?
Well, it is, except I disagree with him on this, that I think we were... I think that the bombshells helped bring us back from a period in which we had been pretty well down. You know, if you look at the polls...
You mean in the spring?
In the spring.
Mm-hmm.
That was really rough going.
He
had just murdered us on Laos.
Yeah, that was a rough time. That's when we had our lowest point.
Yes, sir. And to be able to...
Then we came back up and galloped to about 50, and we've stayed there ever since.
Exactly. But to be able to bring it back and hold it for a year, I think, is good.
Right.
It's interesting. I excuse me. I talked to Buchanan this morning, and Pat is doing a lot of research on the Democratic opponents, and I told him of the poll with Harris, and it was an honest poll. Lewis working with us, and he said, I would have expected Muskie to have been ahead of us. And I said, why is that? And he said, well, my God, he said, you look at the media, he said, a solid month of blooming publicity.
Plus.
Very positive publicity.
That's right.
And he said, you're just going to have to...
Of course, we've had some, too.
We've had it, too, but
But
Muskie came out of obscurity where he was for 3 or 4 months.
Right,
and
right.
Put on a real drive. Got all
so we probably done better than we deserve.
And he thinks that that nobody will be able... That Muskie will not be able to sustain that unless he really gets a...
Mm-hmm.
If he gets a bandwagon going, wins the primaries, then he's going to be tough for us because he will avoid...
Yeah. Well, he could have problems there.
Well, I'm now convinced that's something we've got to be sure that he does have.
I don't know that we can, but we'll see.
Well, in all ways possible to us. On Hallett's memo, I had some reservations on sending that to you because...
No, I want to see some now and then, something like that.
Sorry. You have to remember with Doug that he never gives us credit for it deliberately, and I make this point with him. I say, Doug, you don't give us credit for things. And he said, no, I don't consider that my role here. You want pick
good
at you and to keep my detached objectivity,
right.
And he said, I think you're making... I think we make 3 or 4.
He sure gives the speechwriters hell. God.
Very down on that. He thinks that we need a Nathan Glazer or Daniel Boorstin or a...
Yeah, I know. Well, you can't get them.
Give us some intellectual... Substance.
It's inevitable.
He may have a point there.
Well, you can't get them, so that's there's the point. It's well taken, but it's they won't come.
Well, he argues, of course, with the Muskie inroads in the suburbs that... had someone who would give us that. I,
be born of an eastern attitude, however. You can't tell about that, too.
Yeah, I
know. He doesn't, I don't think he would see, for example, the value of the meanie thing, or did he see it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, he thought that was one of the strongest things he had going.
Well, good.
He thought that was tremendous. Good.
Well, look, you get back to your, get rid of your cold here. Paulman just came in, and he says to take off 10 minutes. Okay.
I'll shake it off, but I'll be out here if you want.
No, really, don't, because I'm going to be out of circulation for a couple of days, and everybody can rest, okay?
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Colson's got it.